Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette joining us here as he does every Tomlin Tuesday. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. All right, Brian, let me ask you. Sauce Gardner, 25 years old, two-time first-team All-Pro, goes to Indy. Does that make them the favorite now in the AFC? And if not, who, in your humble opinion, is the favorite in the AFC?
No, it does not. I am not moving off of the team that has Patrick Mahomes and the team that has Josh Allen as the favorites. That's why, to me, like, I know it sounds a little bit nihilistic to do this, but I really do feel like if I've got to bet my hard-earned money on anybody, I'm not walking away from those two freak shows who have the ball in their hands for entire games and can basically render everything else moot if they get on a hot streak and other guys make plays for them.
You're right about that, but as we sit here at this particular moment, with the Chiefs more than halfway into their season, they're out of the playoffs, Brian. And the Bills are in second place in their division, having lost at home to the Patriots. So I hear you, but I think, and you might be right. If I had to bet everything I owned, I'd still bet on the Chiefs to come out of the AFC. I would.
My thing is, I like to react to what we see, like games like Patriots-Bills or Chiefs losing to the Bills. I like to react, but I try not to overreact to these results. And I just have a huge body of work from those two guys.
And yet, I don't think there's any question that the Chiefs have taken a step back here. They're out of the playoffs halfway through. And I think the AFC is as wide open as I can really ever remember seeing it. The usual suspects are not in first place at the moment. And teams like the Colts do have a shot. The Broncos do have a shot. And maybe the Steelers have a shot. So here we sit at 140. Are we going to see a trade, and will it be a trade of significance before 4 o'clock?
For the Steelers?
Yeah.
I lean toward no, but nothing would shock me anymore in the Omar Khan era. I mean, they do things all the time that you look at your phone, you get a notification, and you say, holy crap, I can't believe he just did that. So I lean toward no, but I don't feel great about it. I mean, you might as well flip a coin with the way that they operate. And I give them credit for that. Being aggressive is sometimes good, sometimes bad. Like, I would say last year, there was the same vibe around this time. Everybody was annoyed. Oh, this is a boring trade deadline. Why doesn't Omar do something? Wake up the Steelers front office. And then were people like pumped when they got Mike Williams and Preston Smith? I don't know, but they certainly ended up being non-factors by the end of that season. So I think it makes a lot more sense to sign someone like Marquez Valdes-Scantling for nothing, stash him on the practice squad for now, then make a trade just for the sake of making a trade.
Man, I respect the Colts for doing this. I do. They got a quarterback in Danny Dimes on the cheap.
Yeah.
Who's turned out good. They have talent. Their defense, I would call above average, and they just went completely all in. I see Rich Samir.
They're getting crushed by the pundits because this is essentially the same price that the Packers paid for Micah Parsons, right? Two firsts. So people are saying there's no way that Sauce Gardner's worth as much as Micah Parsons. You overpaid. But, you know, one thing that I do appreciate, well, first of all, for the Colts, when are you going to catch lightning in a bottle like this again with what they have, Daniel Jones being so cheap this season? You know, people were talking about their GM on the hot seat going into this year, Chris Ballard. He's been around a while, and there's something to be said, I think, for going for it in the year that Jim Irsay dies. I mean, he was such a pioneering force for them. Like, I do commend them, even if kind of, I don't know, call them the wonks, NFL wonks out there. There's no way this is up value-wise, but I sort of give them credit for taking
it. Well, sure. The Jets are sitting here with two first-round picks. That's in the future. We don't know how those will turn out. It's the Jets, and the Colts are sitting here with, like I said, a two-time first-team All-Pro who's just 25 years old. I'd rather be them right now. We can talk in a couple years, I guess. But again, they don't have to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback because they've apparently found one for nothing, practically. Now they'll have to sign Danny Dimes, assuming he bounces back from the Steelers debacle. They'll have to sign him to the going rate. They will, but they have Sauce signed for 4 years. So I don't know, man. I disagree with those people. Rich Samini out of New York says Sauce Gardner was stunned by the trade per his brother and agent, Alante Gardner, who told me he learned of the deal around 12:15 in a call from the Jets. They had no inkling before that, he said. Sauce has no negative feelings towards the Jets. He understands it's a business, Alante said. He did get a call from Aaron Glenn. So there you go. Maybe he'll make him travel all the way across the country to tell him about the trade again, like he did Aaron Rodgers.
What was his tweet limits?
He said, like, what did he say? New York, thanks for everything or something. What was it?
Yeah, thanks, New York. That was pretty much it from old Sauce.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
It's been real. We've had seasons in the sun. Except they haven't. They've been the Jets.
New York, it's been real with a heart, a green heart.
I want one more trade before. Look at this. Just came down. Pat Forty, former Indiana volleyball assistant coach, placed $327,000 in impermissible wagers on pro and college sports, including 27 bets on Indiana football and basketball. Wow. I mean, that's obviously someone who's in the building with these people, presumably training and getting inside information, you would think. Right, Brian?
That was the first thought I had. Is she milling or he milling about practices and seeing someone out on the bench, ankle wrapped, whatever? Yeah, I mean, this is the slippery slope that people talk about with gambling and all of that. So, you know, that's kind of another aspect that I've thought about too. When you talk about the Steelers and Pitt sharing a facility, is it's a lot of people with eyes on your team that you're not technically connected to in any way who can kind of watch what you're doing on a daily basis if they really truly want to. So I know that's been a topic sort of on the back burner now that the field's been a little bit better, but that's a wild story out of the college sports world.
People in Indy talking about this, obviously, as one of the biggest trades in the history of the Colts. Now, Gardner is allowing a career-best 46% completion percentage. He's not having his best year, but he's been banged up this season. We saw that when they played the Steelers. Remember, he was banged up in that game. But as far as the deal itself, this is right up there with the Eric Dickerson deal when you're talking about trades in Colts history, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I don't know the full history of Colts trades, but yeah, I mean, it's probably up there with biggest trade deadline day deals as well. Most of the time, these kind of seismic moves are reserved for the offseason when teams have a little bit more time to sort of take a step back and think about what this means for the future. But no, like we said, coming back into the segment, Colts GM just said he took a page out of Les Snead, the Rams GM playbook, and said, F them picks. Worked out for the Rams.
Sure did, because they're still really good and a legit Super Bowl contender. I want one more bell ringer limits. We need this. We need it now. We need one more deal. All right, if you could have one thing for the Steelers before 4 o'clock, what would it be, Brian?
I honestly think defensive line help hasn't been talked about enough for them. I mean, you know, you're going to be going into cold weather football, and yes, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton, DJ Harmon, they're all playing well, but after that, you know, it's Y.A. Black and then Logan Lee, Asaze Odomiwo, and injured Isaiah Loudermilk, who could conceivably come back at some point. I'd want another goon up there, to use a Mike Tomlin term. I think another goon on the D-line could help you protect against injury and maybe even make some plays for you in the short term. You've got to face the Ravens run game twice. You've got to face the Bears run game, the Lions run game.
Yeah.
I mean, those are difficult challenges that lie ahead.
Thank you, Brian. You're a man with few peers in this business. Thank you very kindly.
You're welcome, Joe.
See you, buddy.
Goodbye, Mr. P.
I'll see you Thursday night. Thursday night for basketball?
Yeah. See you Thursday night.
Sounds good, Joe. See you there.
Limits is trying to invite himself.
No, I
think that's overkill.
I actually have plans on Thursday night. I just wanted to be included.
You gotta, I think I was told you have to be at least 30 to come, at least consistently. It's kind of an old man game.
That's fair. I'll take my youth while I have it.
Sauce Gardner can't even play. See you, Brian.
Everyone on the Steelers can play, pretty much. See you, boys.
Sunny today with a high of Jack Lambert, 58, a low of Nick York, 38. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Well, limits were running out of time. I was hoping one more blockbuster would come our way, but it doesn't look like it, does it?
No, Joe, it doesn't seem like that's the case, and that it'll be left to the PM guys, and they'll have all the fun.
What's been the highlight of the show for you?
It has to be Sauce Gardner getting traded. Who would have expected that? Not me.
For me, I think it was Tomlin on the practice squad. Could I hear him once again saying he really isn't going to get into the weeds on what's happening with his practice squad? I love this. With Iverson.
Yes, I would love to give that for you.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
He was asked about Beanie. That was about Valdez-Scantling, but he was also asked about Beanie Bishop, and Tomlin just basically said, I really don't care, is pretty much what he said, right?
Bishop was one of those ball searchers a year ago. You guys make the decision to move on from him with the practice squad. How did you kind of come to that?
You know, I'm not getting into practice squad decisions. That's just too far down the totem pole. I'm more interested in what we need to do this week and the guys that are on the 53 we're preparing to play.
So should there be a new position just called ball searcher limits on a defense?
Yes. I think they should just roam around the defense and play at a different position every single play.
Yeah.
Safety, corner, now you're at linebacker, now you're at defensive tackle. You're searching.
Sure. Mel Kiper could put out his top 10 ball searchers every year.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have a favorite like you did Shedeur Sanders and cry and complain when they don't ultimately end up getting drafted high.
He literally cried on the air, did he not?
He did. It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Limits, I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of your life while we're at it.
I hope yours is even better.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.